Chairman Brown?
Present.
Commissioner Lowe's? Present. Commissioner Brangle?
Present.
Commissioner Walfeld?
Present.
And we have Commissioner Graham on Zoom. Can we have a motion? Oh, no,
oh, we can't do that. We'll do that when Carson.
Yeah. There you go.
That's all that's present today. So we'll call to order the meeting. Any public comments? Nope. Anything, but did anyone email anything? Or
no.
Okay, great. We'll shelve the approval of minutes for now. And if he doesn't get here, we can always just move those on to the next month. Number four, continued discussion regarding business community retention, support strategies, and communication. We don't have our guy from the chamber. Oh, I'm sorry. There you are. I'm so sorry.
All of the crowds.
We didn't meet. I apologize. Apologize. Well, that's great. I'm glad you're here. Do you want to? What would be the best way? Maybe to introduce yourself for the
at the microphone.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I feel like so official. Yeah. Good evening, yeah, everyone. My name is Darian Marion Burton. I have the privilege of being the executive director of the Oak Park and River Forest Chamber of Commerce. Before my appointment about 7 months ago, I served as our board president for a year and a half. I was a local business owner. I owned a marketing agency focused on helping small businesses with social media. And the chamber is really thrilled to partner with River Forest. I think that, you know, we try to show you as much love as we can. One of the things that I'm most proud about is we have our village board meetings in this room. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very intentional way that we can show that River Forest is important to us. We also, our Women in Business group, which is our most active affinity group, meets at the Sheridan in River Forest. We also hold two of our largest annual events here in town as well. That's our speed networking, which is why I wasn't at your last meeting,
right,
and our annual economic symposium at Dominican University. In addition to that, we do have a great free 6-month program for all new business licensees. So as we go through the year, we get a list of folks that open up businesses in town, and they get a free 6 months to our chamber. I'd love to shout out Ice Baby on North Avenue. They were super active during their 6 months. They did a ribbon cutting. They had a takeout stakeout. They really, you know, use that membership, and that's what we like to see.
Apologies.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're doing today. I'm always interested in what we can be doing tomorrow. So as I look at our upcoming calendar, our health and wellness fair is coming up on April 21st. That brings about 800 people from 60 zip codes. It's a huge opportunity for health and wellness providers. As I look at the North Avenue corridor, I know that that is stocked full of medical providers. So I'd love for us to strategize on ways that we can come together around getting that event to those folks. In addition to that, we also have, like I said, our economic symposium coming up, which is going to be in mid-May. So this year we are doing we're doing it a little differently. We're going to focus on strategies for small businesses to get through what might be a recession. I'm going to knock on wood every time I say that. And we're really bringing in some community speakers this time. So anybody in village leadership, anybody from this council, I really encourage you to put forth a proposal to speak at that event. It's going to be kind of a half-day symposium style lecture series. So we're really excited about that. And then, yeah, you know, I think the chamber is always here to figure out how we continue to partner and support small business and economic development in River Forest.
That's awesome. I'm so happy you're here. Is that the health and wellness? Is that at the Lake Theater again?
Is at the CRC, the Community Recreation Center on Madison. I believe the address is 244 Madison Street in Oak Park.
Am I crazy? I thought last year was at the lake. Maybe I could be wrong.
Our annual meeting was at Lake Street Theater.
There you go. This is just me speaking personally. I don't want to speak on behalf of the committee. I'd love to be able to come to one of the meetings. Maybe that's here or something like that. Is there a way that anything that we can do, again, speaking for myself, not the committee, or the commission, to help, we want to be able to. And I think some ways, sometimes we, it's nice that you have a new set of eyes that's looking through everything over at the chamber. So if there's things that come up that the village can do, you know, this could be your, I mean, outside of just talking to them directly, this can be your vehicle for talking to the village. We'd be happy to present. We've been lacking. We talk a lot about development here in these meetings. There's been a lot of need to talk about that as we're trying to do things, but there are, we've really not had a great recently, just because of the turnover, understanding of what we can do for small businesses, and you're our best voice for them. So I love the calendars. And if there's a way, well, I guess it'll be in the minutes, but we can easily just go onto the chamber's website as well. So I'll do that. just thinking out loud, because I wasn't sure you were here. So it did throw me off, I'll be honest with you. But personally, I'd love to be more involved and see how we could help, because there are small businesses here. It's clearly not like it's not Oak Brook, you know what I mean, or one of those other places, but we need to be able to do whatever we can to support them. And that's part of our job here. So
I think that our board would welcome that. I do have to confirm with our board president, but I'm very confident that he would love for somebody to come and speak at our meeting.
That'd be great. I think, again, speaking on behalf of myself and not the commission, I think we want to be able to help in any way we can. We just don't know how, really. I don't know all the time. We have ideas.
Well, for the health and wellness fair, are we able to email our businesses to say, hey, there's spots open potentially? Do we have an email list?
So we do have an email list of all the business licenses. But unfortunately, health and like dentists, those don't usually register. We're not allowed to register in places that also register with the state of Illinois for professional regulation. So we might not have all of the specifically health and wellness geared locations. A spa would probably register with us, but the dentists aren't required to, for example. So I just looked at our calendar. We do not have chamber events going through our calendar because it's only taxing bodies. So the chamber would not be included in the village embedded calendar. But I know that we do have references to the chamber all over our website, especially under the EDC's umbrella of pages on our website. And we do reference the business spotlight every week in our newsletter, where we're focusing on one of the businesses in River Forest and saying, if you are a new business, register for a license. We're happy to advertise for you as well. So we're constantly doing what we can to drive people not only to the chamber, but also to focus on them in the publications that the village has. Not to say that we can't do more, but I mean, that's, you know, we're doing
a lot.
I don't want to say a lot, maybe a lot. We're doing what we can.
No, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
You know, I think that, right, there's always ways to improve things with mm-hmm. the health and wellness fair specifically. I'm wondering if there's an opportunity for us to give some type of incentive or credit for River Forest businesses that participate. Last year, we used about 50% of the money that you guys allocated for 6-month business licenses. And this year, we decided not to ask for money again and just roll that into this year's program for that. But I do think there are some funds that will inevitably be left over that we could probably subsidize some of the health and wellness businesses sign up fee. It's $165. So even like $65 becomes like the difference, I think, between a really small practice showing up and not showing up.
Okay.
Yeah. And our door, I mean, this meeting is always open to you. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, with Liz, she to make it when she could. And I think it added some value, but knowing completely that you're busy and you got a schedule, you're doing a lot. And so having said that, just know that we'd always like to hear from the chamber.
Yeah, for sure. It is on my calendar to attend every month. I did tell my board I would, so it is minuted somewhere that I will be here. So yeah, definitely excited to continue this partnership and look forward to what we can do.
Yeah, we'll get you a place to sit down too. You know, it'd be so official up there. You know what I mean?
Feels so cool.
I don't know if we get one of these bad boys, but we'll fit. Maybe
I can bring my own.
That's the guy right
there.
Yeah. We can make it happen.
If we can make one of those, yeah, she did have one. Let's go.
And send us the information for the health and wellness. We can put it in the newsletter.
Great. Fabulous.
Yeah.
like a
April 21st ad.
Yep, April 21st.
And what are the meetings here?
They are the first Tuesday of every month at 8:30.
First Tuesday of every month.
A.M.
Yeah, 8:30. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to be annoying, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but shouldn't we try to get an email list of all the businesses so that we can get in touch with them? Or is it hard?
It is quite hard, to be real. I mean, we are asking people to give us emails so we can just talk to them, and we struggle to get people to just respond. We can put out a request again. We have the business licenses. Yeah. So that's a good place to start, but literally short of knocking on the business doors and being like, would you pretty please email me? Like,
yeah,
we can try, we don't really have a good boots on the ground. Army.
There
like
are,
that.
Sorry, guess, but what percentage do you think we
can of
emails?
I don't know. I mean, I believe we have, I want to say we have 200 businesses registered. Does that seem high? That seems high.
Well, there's a lot of
but these are CPA, well, CPAs don't have to register, but like these are people that are working in their home sometimes. So it's not necessarily a storefront. We can look into that for sure.
That'd be good. Yeah. That'd be really good to know.
Mm-hmm.
There are services too, like, you know, if you did want to spend the time, like Hoover's is an example. I mean, on the sales side, I know that we have access to all kinds of different places to get businesses information. Who, you know, you have most of this, but, you know, I apologize.
And I'm also happy to do the intern work of scrubbing business licenses if that's like one of the barriers. But if we talk about how can we develop the business community, I feel like minimum is like, let's be able to get in touch with them.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
We can also send you over our list. I like don't know what percentage of our list is River Forest businesses, mm-hmm. but we have a list of every business in town going back the last 10 years in our CRM,
okay.
theoretically.
Yes, yeah. True.
That'd be great. Would you mind doing that? Just taking a look? Yeah, like it's probably in an Excel spread maybe or a Google
yeah,
Doc?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That'd be great to have. I think that'd be a good start.
And then at minimum, we can communicate when totally. There are opportunities like this that might be of interest. Mm-hmm. Where a local dentist probably may not, I'm sorry, probably isn't looking at all the villages' communications. But
right.
maybe of note to them, specifically with something that benefits them.
Yeah.
Pique their interest.
True. We're always looking for ways to get people to open our newsletters. And
yeah.
So, I mean, if this is another way that we can, because it would make sense to fold it into our newsletters, like keep the business,
sure,
like, but
course.
There will be obviously specified topics that are more business focused. We do have a beautiful open rate of newsletters. It is 69%.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah. That's which crazy. Is crazy high.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of like, we could do more with the newsletters, but yeah. like we're doing a lot that we have. About 3,500 people registered for our newsletter. So we have a really good
That's a lot.
Base. Yeah.
That's insane.
About 3,500. So,
yeah. Third of yeah. the village.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's somewhat labor intensive on the front end, but you could set up a group in your Outlook. I mean, I'm telling people what they already know. Right. But then you can just shoot that out on a weekly, monthly basis. When some of these things pop up. So it takes a little bit of time on the front end, but I never know if like, I'm so old. Like, I'm like, everyone knows that. Right. But I was like, this is a neat little trick. You know, I don't know. Christ. Yeah. Yeah. The kids these days are.
We'll send out a Twitter.
Yeah. We'll do some tweeting.
We'll do some tweet.
Well, this is derailed. So you can see all the
it's important fun here,
stuff
Darian.
That's going on.
This is a lot more fun than my usual meetings.
Good. We'll try to keep it that way. Well, we haven't gotten into any of the development stuff yet, so we'll see.
Are there any no? news updates on any new members, departing members, businesses closing, anything from them?
Nothing major, right? So we're seeing about a 30% retention rate on our free 6-month members, which is like, I think, great. In terms of like new members that are coming, we haven't seen anybody where I'm like, oh, it's, I mean, you know, Publican is joined, but like when they're in Oak Park and they get a free 6-month license. So like really for new businesses, anybody you give a license to, they become a member. As far as drops, nothing like too surprising. I think Donna Slopika dropped her membership, which made me cry a little bit. Right. She was on our board and I know her daughter. But you know, I think that's probably like the only one where I've been like, oh, this River Forest business left us. Right. A lot of your businesses are cottage businesses and home-based businesses. So oftentimes I think that we see them moving in and out of membership based on what our programming schedule looks like. I'll say Nicole Manning Ash from Brown Sugar Caramels. She cooks out of her home over somewhere near Dominican. You know, she's one of our star members right now, has been super active in our women in business group. She's actually one of our co-chairs. You know, Araceli from Dominican, and Dominican's getting a lot more involved. So they're actually sponsoring our health fair this year, in addition to providing all the economic symposium support that they're providing. So, you know, slow but steady in terms of who's getting active. But I think that as we continue to develop our programming, that activeness will continue to increase.
That's awesome. Too bad about Donna. Her kids are actually my flower. She was my flower girl. You said the daughter. Oh, yeah, the daughter. Anyways, it's my world. That's, yeah, that's right. Well, that's great. I'm trying to think. Any other? I feel you're part of the discussion, so we're saying any other questions. But you know, I mean, I don't want to just put you on the spot.
Yeah,
but. That's great. I'm really, it's half of our goal here at the commission, and we don't spend half of our time on small businesses. And I don't know if we will, but it's important that we spend as much time. And I love the ideas. If anyone, feel free to have open dialogue with us as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to be more part of it. You're the voice for businesses in the area, so it's good to hear.
Excited. You know, I think the one thing that we're thinking about at our board level is special events, and we don't have a community-based special event in River Forest that we put on. Right, so our three community events are Out in the Burbs, the health fair, and our bite night, all of which occur in Oak Park. And so as we've been looking at how we develop our revenue, you know, we have identified special events as the natural direction there. So I'd love to spend some time thinking about a special event that can engage the small business community.
That'd be great. And I think the first thing is to figure out exactly what the percentages of our small business, you know, who they are. I mean, we know who they are. We have it written down, but then we could sort of start to pinpoint what would make the most sense for the businesses here. That'd be a great thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be all for that, to do something here. We don't do as much as we probably, well, we don't have the space for it all the time. We don't have the 19th Century Club. I was just at the Carlton. I'm going, you know, we don't have a ton of the space, but we do have space that we could utilize towards that.
Yeah. You guys have great outdoor space.
Something I was in the say, summer. Yeah. Summer events would probably do well.
Like a little mini market in that park on Harlem and Lake.
Yeah.
I maybe have an idea that's fully fleshed out that I could tell you about.
Wait, at Harlem and Lake, which one there?
The park.
Oh, that's a forest reserve.
Yeah. Bonnie Bray. It's a forest reserve. They do a good job over at Keystone. We've been doing a lot of stuff at Keystone. Mm-hmm. As long as it's still going to be that way, we'll see. But that's always, there's parking there. We've done a lot of but the food truck rally is pretty well attended. Mm-hmm.
Those are Park District events.
Yeah.
So we would even have to ask permission to use, Park District locations.
Oh, that's true. Well, we could figure. We get stronger.
We could figure it out. Yeah.
There's spaces. That's a really good point. That'd be fun. That'd be fun to work on too.
We own some space across the street.
Yeah, hey.
We could definitely have a party there.
I can think about that one.
Right.
Out of curiosity, what other events? Not the range, but in Oak Park, you've got the health fair.
Yeah.
Market,
so we put on 8 special events a year and about 12 programming events a month. So the core of what we do is really programming for our members based around education. So we have 6 different affinity groups, our women in business group, our BIPOC group, our design construction real estate group, our nonprofit organization group, our health and wellness group, and our young professionals, which is called complex. In addition to that, we have a monthly business after hours. I think that's a great opportunity if anybody wants to come and actually meet local business owners. We have a steady 100, 115 people showing up to that event, so it's one of our larger ones. We then also host a monthly networking lunch, and I'm sure 4 or 5 other things a month that I don't remember right now. Okay. And then in terms of special events, we just wrapped up Bite Night, so we brought Bite Night back. It was our big foodie festival. That was a big deal for us. We have the Health and Wellness Fair, the Economic Symposium. We partner with Downtown Oak Park to do Thursday Night Out in the Burbs, which is a Pride Festival. We do our annual meeting, which is usually at Lake Theater. Last year, we started something called the Frosty Affair, which is a holiday market for our retailers. We also do, I'm forgetting something.
Man.
There's another special event in there somewhere. Oh, Trivia Night. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to be a member to attend these events, I'm assuming?
No. So I'd have to look into like what our bylaws say, but I think technically you all are members because you are part of a Village of River Forest like thing, and membership expands to employees and things.
Yeah.
But usually there's a member and non-member rate for everything. So even people from outside of our community, people from Chicago who hear about us, oftentimes are coming and paying that non-member rate. Sure, more than welcome to pay if you want to.
And you just go on the website and just sign up and get the email blast. There.
And we do our weekly Chamber Advantage comes out on Sundays. If you're not on that email list, I highly encourage you to get on there. You'll get a very fun seasonal message from me with nice photos, usually of my dog. And then it tells you all of our events that are coming up, what our big priorities are. I'd also invite the village if there's ever anything that you want to send out to the business community. We do generally reserve the last half of our newsletter for partner updates. So things from our villages that but in makes the newsletter looks longer, people scroll more, keeps up with engagement. It's the marketer in me.
It works. That sounds great. Any other questions? Are you? Good like that. Yeah. I was sending myself a note to do it, but he's like 5 steps ahead of us. He's playing chess. Yeah, right. Yeah. She's got
the I'll send the emails to you so you can just register everybody.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's great. I think you got some people excited to be more engaged.
Yeah.
Self one of them. Oh, now that we're here, let's make a vote. Well, I just remember Bob's here and he's not a part of the meeting. So I want to, if you had any questions.
Brad is here too.
Oh, okay. So real quickly, let's take a.
Can I have a motion to allow Commissioner Chaplunkar and Commissioner Graham to attend the meeting via Zoom.
Second.
And do we need a roll call vote? I think, okay. Roll call vote. Hold on just a second. Yeah, I think so. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
And so just wanted to see if they have any questions.
Bob, do you have anything you want to ask? You're muted. I think you're muted still. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Now can you?
Yep.
Now we can hear you.
The biggest.
Oop.
You're frozen. Maybe turn the camera off. Always seems to work for me.
Hang on. Did that do it?
Yeah, yep.
I can hear you.
Okay. Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
The biggest event in River Forest is the Memorial Day Parade, which attracts the majority of all residents. And I know that's, you know, it's really set up as an honor for veterans and current people who have served, but somehow if there was some, of course, I don't know how the participation would be, not just in the parade, but in somehow tied to the event might be helpful. Might be, I don't know. Maybe it's the wrong venue for business interests versus honoring veterans and current service members. That's all I have immediately to say.
Thanks, Bob. That's great, right? Whenever you have a captive audience of community, that's what business owners need, right? Like, I think a lot of business owners obviously need business-to-business referrals, but one thing we're really passionate about is pushing business to community. And so, like, I think it makes perfect sense to do some type of, like, fair afterwards. And even extending that, like, right, do something special for veteran-owned businesses. You know, I think that there are a lot of, like, legs that that idea can have.
That's good. That's quick. Yeah, I mean, really, after that parade, it does sort of fizzle out. They try to give free hot dogs over to the side. But for the most part, I think people leave for the most, right? I mean, for the most, I mean,
no, they hang around for the dogs.
But you do have a captive audience. Everyone of River Forest is there. I mean, so
it's thousands of people attend. I mean,
that's a good point.
I was involved in it for more than 10 years. So it's the biggest single event in River Forest, period.
Yeah, maybe something around that. I liked what you said too about veterans, veteran-owned businesses. I'm trying to think out that. Well, Played Again. He's a veteran. I'm sure there's tons. He's in Forest Park, whatever. But anyways, that's a great suggestion. More of that. Awesome. Okay. Move on to number 5.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's amazing how much you guys are doing. Like, yeah, that's good. It's good to know what's going on, right? I was involved in the chamber some years ago, and it wasn't as active as all that. So that's awesome. Number 5, I don't know a ton. I know that some people have been working on this with you. Yeah.
Do you mind if we do the minutes since we're all here?
Oh, yeah. We got to do January and February? Or
no. Nope. January was approved. I just didn't have you sign it. But can I have a motion to approve the minutes from February 7th?
So moved.
Second.
Oh, you got it.
You defer. Thank you. And can I have a roll call? Chairman Brown. Do you get to vote on this?
Yeah, just all in favor.
Okay, all in favor. That's fine.
Yeah,
all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
I was gonna say present. I'm like, that's not right.
Okay, so you want to go to the updates?
Yeah, number 5.
Okay.
Well, number 5 first, right? So where are we? I know you guys. There's been some talk on this.
Sorry, hold on just a second.
Oh, good.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So I provided everyone on the commission with the draft of the RFP for broker services that I've been working on. For Open Meetings Act protection, we did not have discussion as a group via email. Commissioners Tim and Katie and I were discussing specifically, since you all were helping me to develop the policy, the RFP. And so if you have any comments that you want to share with the group, one of the questions that you had raised was, would we be looking to do an RFP for specific properties in town or for any vacant properties in town? And I was able to actually confer with Kathy this afternoon, who said that she would be interested in representing all of the vacant properties. So instead of, at this point, I had actually targeted the RFP to one in particular. So that is one change that I'll be incorporating.
Any other responses?
I had not received any other feedback.
Okay. So, it was a follow up. I guess my question was along those lines, because this is written for getting tenants and doing all, you know, and that is very different than finding developer for the three parcels. So there's nothing there to tenant or to lease, right? So there's a missing step there. And I think that's the thing that I question is, how do we carve? Is this just a pure sale, marketing the land to sell it, put it back in the market? You know, it didn't sell before, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what's our objective specific to the properties on Madison?
So my recall
was your idea.
My recall was that our objective was to sell the properties, mm-hmm. and sell it to a developer, would be preferred.
And that's the fine tuning of this, is that this would be a specific development solicitation, I think. This mm-hmm. is not, but this is for, I guess, to find a broker to help with the development solicitation.
Correct.
Which isn't just tenant, it's not leasing and all. I think there's probably a bit of a, we can talk about it, but
mm-hmm.
there's probably a fine tuning of a section on properties for redevelopment
mm-hmm.
and objectives and goals, that's all. Mm-hmm. But this is a little fuzzy in that regard.
That's fair.
You see this all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to be able to have that feedback. So I feel like you're holding back a little bit, but I think
I'll let it go. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I already said that's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There, I also think if you sell that, like you want to avoid speculation. You want to avoid like anybody that's going to sit on it. You want to have, it's a different animal in a way than we have property that we could lease. And I don't even know if we have any, do we? We own any buildings like that?
I don't believe so. I believe everything now
would be redeveloped.
Right.
So it's kind of like, how do you drive the development you want? Comprehensive plan goes so far, but it mm-hmm. doesn't. It's sort of like, so it's in that write-up of this broker, whoever manages that, there's going to be, I think, specific criteria, site-specific.
Of
what you want. How do you interpret the master, the comprehensive plan into development? Of sort of the village's wishes. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to... Any broker is going to target developers, and they're going to be targeting developers that they know could build to the restrictions of the use. They are, and again, towards what the village is going to desire. It's not that complicated, but yeah, that's our RFP should sort of indicate that. Especially an RFP brokerage or something.
Correct. In the scope for the, this again, just this is like you're leasing. And that's all. We'll put a. I'll help.
Makes sense. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Could you envision a broker for each parcel, or do you think we'd have one broker for all three?
That was what you just
said. So first of all, we've always been talking about the Madison Street property specifically as one parcel, even though there are three pins. We've always looked at that as one deal. When it comes to like Lakin Park, for example, or the other properties, we are in with regards to the RFP, we would want one broker to come in and market all of them and then work to find developers for all of them. Obviously at different times and those considerations, but
I think that makes sense too, right? Because there's going to be a dog. There's going to be one that you want that's easily marketable, and there's going to be one that's going to have more hair on it, you know, mm-hmm. obviously. So you'd probably want someone to come in and market all of them. But that's usually the way it would work in a situation like this, I'd assume, right?
Yeah. If you've got somebody that comes in and if you've got a developer that is interested in developing in Riverport,
mm-hmm.
and they would have that interest based on the demographics of the mm-hmm. area. And if they're looking at one thing and they just don't think that development would pencil out, well, having that opportunity to present everything else that we've got is a good idea. So, yeah, it'd be better.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From a broker standpoint, usually one broker would take on work with the village, right? That makes the most sense to you guys. So they can have those in-depth conversations, understand. Yeah, otherwise you're teaching. Yeah, and then they can go to the developers and teach them.
One of the other questions that came up was regarding the fee and how would that fee be structured? And I wasn't sure what that, in your professional realms, what you might recommend.
You're asking in that RFP for them to propose their fee.
Okay.
You know, effectively.
Is there something we should be looking for? Like,
all fees, commissions, sales commissions are always negotiable. That's, but somebody's going to come in and probably propose a pretty standard sale fee, a percentage of the sale. It's likely going to be 6%. None of our parcels are that big that it's some discount fee.
Okay.
They're all, you know, size.
What's the most important thing when speaking? Is it just fit, understanding, vision, things like that?
So I'll share an example, right? My firm, in fact, my team has about a 27-acre parcel in Lombard, right off Butterfield. It was the old seminary, the Northern Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenging parcel. But the village of Lombard's been great to work with, and it's not zoned industrial, and they've made it very clear to us that no one would get a variance for industrial use. That's just not, you know, a use that the village is supporting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know not to go and, you know, market that to industrial users. They did support multi-site residential, so that is what we marketed, and we actually located. That was not our initial approach, but we did wind up bringing in two offers because once we had that really good conversations with the village about what they wanted, what they would approve, the due diligence periods, that was so helpful. And then going to legitimate, good developers that were vetted. So that's why I think it works really well to have a partnership with the program.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And then, Jessica, what's the process to get this finalized to start reaching out to brokers?
You're looking at it. So once we have a finalized draft, obviously Matt will review it, send it to Kathy and get her blessing on it, but it's, we'll publish it and I'll put it on our village website. No, it does not need prior board approval. So I'll publish it on the website. I'll email you all and I'll let the board know this has been published, and then you are free to pass it along to whomever. The way that our website works is it asks for someone to register. So anyone who's interested in submitting a bid would register. That information is funneled to me. So I'll be able to say, oh, we've had 5 people register. We've had, you know, 25 people register. That doesn't mean they're submitting anything. A lot of these places register to watch when the bid closes because they want the results of the bid. They want to know who ends up winning it. It's a information that they just hold. But some of them are, you know, obviously the companies that we're looking for. So once the RFP closes, then it would be, we'll need to discuss how we want to review that. Only 2 of you would be able to join a committee with me to review the RFPs, because of Open Meetings Act. The committee would discuss our ranking. We could certainly share that information with you. It would probably be the best use of everyone's time if we said, these are the finalists, these are the 2, this is the 1, whatever. And then share that with you. We can certainly get your feedback in a public discussion. I believe some of this would probably be subject to executive session as well. I'll have to check the rules. And then we would make a recommendation to the board for approval of the contract. So at that time, it would probably behoove us to have someone from here say, I was on the committee. We read through these 15 proposals. These were 2 were interviewed. This was the one selected, and kind of help the board understand how we came to that recommendation, introduce the company at that point, probably, and then we would be off to the races. So we can schedule a special meeting for this committee here if it helps to speed up the process, depending on how long this takes us. That is always a possibility. We have the village board meeting twice a month, so that might be a little easier for us to, you know, hit that in order to keep that moving. But I do know that the village president is very eager in getting this published and getting something going as quickly as possible. So,
all right. I got a couple of things. The way we're doing it now, before we were waiting for the zoning because we were more site specific on this. But if we are opening it up to the village, I think we can talk with someone and be like, hey, here's where we're going to be. So that's good. So that shouldn't hold us up. Doesn't sound like it will. The only other, I think I understand the process. The only other thing I would say is I think we probably should be, and maybe that's the intention, that we'd be more proactive when we're getting the the proposal out there, to put it on the website. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what kind of traffic that would drive. I'm assuming there's 10, you would know, but how many players would be in something like this?
10's a lot.
Yeah. No, that would be involved, or that even exists in Chicago. That would be a good fit.
I mean, you could find 10. I think you might have happy 5 or 6. So,
right.
You know, propose to take it on. But it's a listing, you know, people are, they want them. And,
yeah.
You know, I think that without knowing those names, I mean, yes, and, but, you know, working with the groups that have had prior experience, you know, directly with River Forest, Rural Park, near Western Suburbs is going to be, you know, that's in our best interest. You know?
Mm-hmm. Is there a conflict with your firm as well?
I hope not. I mean, yeah. My firm, I'm trying to be cagey about this.
No, I understand. No, yeah, that's not what reason anyone's like here.
You know, yeah. The priory
right.
For that sale. You know, I'm proud of the our team. And I'm not even on that team, but I don't sell properties or anything. But yeah, that would be one. But, you know, our big competitors, CBRE, Cushman, Newmark, those are all active groups in the city. And they all, I'm sure, would take some interest in something like this. So.
If you are familiar with a website that we can publish this to, I'd be open to that.
I think it would be more, you would send it out to people that you would know in the market. That's the way I would approach
fine.
It. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would.
If you have those relationships. Yeah.
I mean.
And I think that's like one of the things that this commission can actually do.
Yeah. We don't mm-hmm.
give a whole
yeah.
list of names.
We know brokers.
Folks that we would recommend that the village send it to and let them. Proposed.
That would be my only thing is that mm-hmm. Once we have this, we reach out to the Rolodex, reach out to mm-hmm. 5 or 6 brokers each, and you know that we could all, if we know them, we can reach out to them, and you know.
And that's something that we could that would go in the newsletter as well, right?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to check with Kathy, but I don't think that would be a problem.
You want to be transparent about the fact that we're asking for proposals.
Do we have any volunteers to be a part of the special committee to?
The special committee of 2 to help on the RFP. Was that already you guys?
We just offered, but you're talking about moving forward and making selection. All that.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Is that
the selection?
I don't want to speak for anyone.
I
can speak for you.
Email feedback on the physical RFP itself. My expertise is in communication. So I would just be.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'll
okay. If you do it, then I would think it might be a conflict if your company were to submit then.
Okay. Then I will withdraw my.
Okay. And then
maybe,
also.
Maybe you could just see Mills.
I could certainly give, and that's something that you don't need a committee for.
Yeah.
For us to help
feedback.
A list of,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Targets. Target perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. By default.
No, I'm kidding.
Default.
Everyone else took 1 step backwards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would do it based on a rubric, but you guys obviously have more specific experts. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so typically what I do is I develop a rubric based on the evaluation criteria. I think there's 8 in here. So I would develop the criteria off of that. I mean, it's nothing fancy, but okay. Preston and Tim, thank you.
Yeah, I provided a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
are you sure you want to step back at this point?
I just want to be transparent that my expertise is coming like looking against the rubric and saying, "Yep, check you," which maybe is good, and then somebody who has actual expertise.
That's fine. You want to help check references when we get there?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I'll call people up.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have the Excel spread that you get to scrub. So you're leaving here with some homework. So I know you're happy for that. Okay. That's great. That's actually.
It's really helpful.
It's been too long since we've been able to do something like this. So I'm glad it's happened. It's yes. And have someone that knows what they're doing marketing these properties. I mean, we can't just put a sign out there and expect to get the developers. So I know I've been very outspoken about that. So I'm very happy that we're getting there. Speaking of properties, number six, do we have anything more on five? Who do we decide on the subcommittee here? I know you're you two are in. Okay.
Oh, it is you two.
Oh, it's me.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I could be helpful.
All right.
Thank you.
So were there any other, I'm just curious, any other updates since the minutes of the last meeting? Like Elytra?
Yes. So North Avenue, I have no updates. That we're still waiting on. They're still working on the design. Madison Street, we just discussed this. There was a car accident through Madison on Monday, but we should have the fence repaired by Friday. That fence guy is amazing. Thank you.
Fences are great. Is it possible to make this? You can't see the sign.
The sign guy refused to go any higher, and we felt that we needed the fence of that certain height to keep people out. That's because they were worried about making it a kite. Unfortunately, I lost my update on there. It is
at an angle to see the sign.
I know. Fine. So Lake and Lathrop, excuse me as I move my notes. So last week, Ascend Real Estate Group, which is the court-appointed receiver and currently responsible for the Lake and Lathrop project site, submitted their quarterly report. The report provides details regarding efforts to market the site, including five proposals to purchase the site. The receiver is currently negotiating contract terms with the high bidder, which is Michigan Avenue Real Estate Group. The potential sale of the property will be subject to court approval, and the next court hearing is still scheduled for March 18th. And of course, the village retains authority over the approval of any development plans proposed by the property. So just because it sells doesn't mean it's
just push through. That's all it says.
That is what we have.
I'm looking up Michigan Avenue Real Estate Group, 1259. Real estate developer, luxury rental residences. Okay, so the idea would be that they would follow the same.
Similar.
Do you guys know them at all? You ever heard of them? I just look on their website. It's developing Chicago's most luxury rental residences. So we'd assume, looks like they got some good stuff. We'd assume that they'd be looking to do something similar there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good news. I mean, they're in negotiations, and they had multiple bidders. I don't know if that – do we have any – they can sell it. That doesn't mean that the other person can necessarily take – I mean, do they have full possession of this property? The bank is the current owner of the property, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so they've used the receiver, and then I'm just curious how the math ends up making sense. For the buyer, if there's any litigation on there. So it'll be interesting to see
how it plays out. Yeah.
How it plays out. Many questions on it's good.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing, well, I mean, whatever, we could talk to the broker about it. Michigan Avenue, if they're interested in this, we should fit whoever the other, if we could find the other five developers that place bids, do you think they would give us that information?
I'm not sure. They're private organizations, so they're not subject to FOIA. I'd have to ask.
But I mean, if they would, that way we'd know five different developers that might be interested in working in River Forest.
Okay.
Just a thought. Anything else on six? This is good, though. Other business?
I like that, Kyler, of keeping a list. So it's like we've got the five developers now, and then as we go on in time, we keep going back and just kind of some basic infrastructure.
Yep.
If our group can help with that.
If our group, we know what we're talking about. It's a list. It's an Excel spread. You're our go-to for that.
We'll do it.
Good. Thank you, and thank you for all. You're always willing to throw your hand up, and it's really appreciated.
Isn't Sedgwick Properties scheduled to be in court later this month on whatever their appeal is?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The 18th, in the minutes from last meeting.
Yep. It's the request, I forget what the terms are. The motion to reconsider is up for discussion on the 18th. And that was placed by Cedric to reconsider the, I believe, the whole mm-hmm. idea of the property. So,
yeah, well, that's most likely. It's just going to take longer than this person buying the property and taking possession of it. They're going to be, I would assume they'd want to know that all the, I mean, my clients would want all the litigation was done with before they would buy it. So I'm, whatever, there's probably warrants and all kinds of different contingencies tied to any purchase that. Mm-hmm. So like you said, this isn't done.
No, I would guess based on the fact that the developer permit, they lost their financing.
Right. There's not going to be a reconsider.
If I were them, I'd try to keep it going, but I think their chances are
low. Yeah.
I think the fact that there are five bidders means that they feel they know what they're doing and they know what the situation is. So they're confident that that'll be freed up.
Well, it's also interesting. It's just a weird time with banks right now. I mean, every bank is having constant meetings on writing down their office space, and they're going to be taking losses now and for the next 5 years. I mean, our team is, and we're not even heavily focused in the office area. They're worried. So I'm curious, it depends on the bank. I mean, Wintrust, are they going to be willing to take a write down on this, knowing that they're already probably going to be taking this large write off? So I'm sort of disinterested to see how it plays out with the different partners and who's willing to do what, because do we know, we have no idea what the bid was or anything,
Mm-mm. No, that's because we're not party to the conversation at this point. We've not been included in those
discussions. Would that be public knowledge, or will they tell us?
I don't know. Yeah. I can ask about that if that's something that they'd share after the fact.
Yeah, I think it would just be good to have some information around the process.
If it trades hands, yes, it'll be recorded.
Yeah, right. But
I don't think we want to hear that number. Well, in property acquisition, I think we're better keeping our mouth shut.
Well, it'll be out there. Well, I think it would be good to
eventually
know.
Yes, eventually.
It'd be good to know what the sale price is for the other pieces as well. I mean, any broker's they'll figure it out. So it'll be out there eventually. Cool. Any other business? Nope. Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Go ahead. A motion to adjourn.
Yes. Wait.
Second.
Hold on. Sorry. It takes me a second to write it all down. Can I have a voice vote? So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 6:57.
Thanks, everyone.